How to convince customers to switch to you.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. It's a show that we do on a nightly basis where we talk to business owners and executives and try and have a quick conversation about an idea, either a principle, a tactic, or a strategy that you could use directly in your business. And tonight we're going to talk about psychology of the customer. And the psychology of the customer is the psychology of people because people are customers. And every person's a customer of something. And every customer is a people, is a person. So you can really dive into any form of psychology. And if you can recognize it as being true, it's true. And regardless of what you think about the politics of this guy, it's a guy named Saul Alinsky wrote this book back in the 70s called Rules for Radicals. Okay. It was a very specific political book, but within it, it contains a lot of ideas of psychology. Now, some of the stuff I disagree with, and a lot of the stuff you can't help but agree with. And you can see both the scary side and the good side behind it, or how it can be used either way. And here's a great example. What he's talking about is technically he's talking about revolution. And he's speaking to the revolutionaries of the 60s and 70s. And yeah, this is just a great excerpt. This is from his from the prologue of the book. Let me see. I think this was written by him. Yeah, this was that. I mean, the prologue itself was actually written by him. And it says, "Men don't like to step abruptly out of the security of familiar experiences, or experience. They need a bridge to cross from their own experience to a new way. A revolutionary organizer must shake up the prevailing patterns of their lives." Agitate, create disenchantment and discontent with the current values to produce, if not a passion for change, at least a passive, affirmative, non-challenging climate. Now, the revolution was effected before the war commenced, John Adams wrote. The revolution was in the hearts and minds of the people. This radical change in principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. A revolution without a prior reformation would collapse or become a totalitarian tyranny. A reformation means that masses of our people have reached the point of disillusionment with past ways and values. They don't know what will work, but they know they do not know that the prevailing system, they don't know what will work, but they do know that the prevailing system is self-defeating, frustrating, and hopeless. They won't act for change, but won't strongly oppose those who do. The time is then ripe for revolution. Now, take it back from the concept of a socialist revolution or whatever that Saul Alinsky was referring to. I want you to just take it back a bit. And I want you to, instead of thinking revolution, I want you to think about changing to you from one of your competitors. If you're going to get somebody to come over to you versus something else, or even if it's not a direct competitor, maybe you're introducing a brand new idea to them, for them to stop doing what they're doing and go through the steps necessary to become a client or a customer of yours, or a patient or a parishioner, if you're wanting somebody to come over, you're wanting them to stop doing something and start doing what you're recommending. Okay. And you got to think about it. They have to not like a situation. They have to be distant enough from that situation. They have to not want what currently is in order to move forward. Or what you are offering is so simple that it's easier for them to do it versus not do it. You see, if you say, hey, just don't do anything, we'll take care of it for you. If you have that type of system and it's it's a thing that someone would want, you've got it. But it's the same thing, that there has to be discontent, or at least not a willingness to fight you to do what you want them to do. It's all about influence. It's all about trying to communicate an idea to people. And the only way you're going to get people to stop doing what they're doing and start doing what you want them to do, or to start doing what you want them to do versus doing nothing at all, the only way to do that is to first have that discontent. They have to not be okay with the way things are. Simple idea. And as I know, that's not just a yellow brick road to the answer of how to get a customer to change, but you have to know what's laying out there in front of you first. You have to really know what the challenge is for you to overcome it. And that's a big piece of the challenge right there, the principle that a person isn't going to change until a person has a reason to change. Okay, hopefully that makes sense to you. If you want to find really some large strategies to help move that along within a person's mind, I got a whole book on it. It's called 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. It's all about beating out the competition. You get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com, or you could purchase a copy anywhere the books are sold, amazon.com, everywhere else. So that's all I got for tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.